You're listening to Cocktail Corner on 95BFM. Brought to you by Thompson Whiskey.
What's up, dog? Hi, guys.
Matt Thompson, the best looking man in New Zealand whiskey. He's here to make us a delicious cocktail.
Have you seen the others? You know from experience.
I haven't seen the others. I just assume that you're the best looking. Tell me about these other men.
I think it's a minimal game, right? You were kind of like pretty early in the whole scene.
The last time we get into front of the fire drinking something?
Yeah, it got weird. Okay, yeah.
I mean, look, it's going to be weird, but it's going to taste delicious because you've got a couple of old mates up here.
So, yeah, I'm slightly on edge here because this is a more complicated cocktail than I've made so far. Mm. It involves shaking and things.
Oh, shit. Okay.
So today we're going to do a blood and sand. The primary reason is that I can sneak two whiskies in the one drink. Blood and sand is a Scotch cocktail, which often you get smoky Scotch. So
we're putting our
two-tone and our South Island peat in the one drink.
This is real. What you're saying is completely factual, but I also have some side facts.
Yeah.
Blood and Sand is actually a tattoo that reoccurs on the Brax Brothers on Home and Away. If anyone follows Home and Away out there. There you go, mate.
The name originally, though, it comes from bullfighting.
Oh, really?
Which I don't really agree with, to be honest. Cruelty to animals. Mm. But
in any case,
that doesn't mean the cocktail's bad. The cocktail's good.
Mm. It means traditions are strange and they're not something that we should hold on to.
Potentially.
Mm.
So this has got Thompson Two-Tone, South Island peat, and then we're using some of the liquor from our maraschino cherries. It should be cherry liqueur, but we made an old-fashioned a month ago now, and we've got the maraschino cherries for that. So we're using that instead of the cherry liqueur.
John's getting snatchy.
I just want to have a smell of the jar.
I don't like how that's got such
a get away, get away. It's your cherry.
There you go. Not even on top of anything, just a cherry.
So this is in some sort of spirit.
Yeah.
The blood is the cherry and the sand is the fresh orange juice. And I brought in oranges and I squeezed them, I don't know, 10 minutes ago.
Are you going to make a traffic light? I feel like you're going to make a traffic light or something.
No, because I'm going to shake it.
Okay,
I'm going to shake it up like the Northwestern motorway.
What's going on with that cherry? That cherry is so sweet.
Yeah. Well, it's been dripping in other cherries.
That's the thing. So we're only normally what I liked about this cocktail was and it's also got vermouth, which we've got from our Negroni last week.
Yes.
So it all works out.
I like the upcycle.
But what I really liked about it was one part of each: one part of whiskey, one part of vermouth, one part of cherry liqueur, and one part orange juice. It's really easy to remember. However, that cherry juice is really sweet, so we're just going to go a quarter cherry juice and then one part of everything else.
Okay.
All right, so we've got a cocktail shaker, and we've got some ice.
What's the situation with the ice today?
Oh, it's not. I've let down the standard about on the ice, but the ice goes in the shaker, not the glass. So
this is from the family fridge, though.
Yeah, it is from the family fridge, but I didn't freeze a block like last time and cut it up with the ice melt. It's just normal ice.
Do you have like a freezer in the garage with like multiple different types of ice in it?
No.
Different ice trays?
No, we've got a really small freezer, which is actually quite good because it means you need to keep on top of that.
Okay.
And not store stuff forever.
Fill it with stuff.
Do you have a dummy bit of ice that's just a bit of plastic with a fake fly inside of it to freak people out?
No.
Okay.
I'm trying to think what I have like that.
I've got a fake nose.
No.
What? Tell me.
Okay.
No, what we found was a piece of pahutakawa bark. There was driftwood, so it rolled around, and it looks like a poo.
Oh.
But you could drop it in the toilet and it would float. That's what I'm...
What,
that's
your
a
house?
Trick. That's a trick that I've got up my sleeve.
Like, where? Where do you keep that?
No, it's never been used.
Okay, Mitt, I can't wait to get that when I come around. Let's have a little floater situation. Fantastic. I was going in with which whiskey at the moment? What's going on?
Okay, we're going in with the two-tone.
Okay, good.
And we're going to make two of these.
You mean like 4-2? Like
how much two-tone's going in?
One. So 30 mils.
30 mils.
I'm cold and frightened.
30 mil of two-tone into the Boston shaker.
Where did you get the massive ring binder from, John?
Just going to write the recipe down.
What's going on? Oh, you're just putting a little extra skadoosh in there as well. Not quite.
That was a South Island peat. I'm actually messing with what I just said. I'm putting, so it's one part two-tone and then a quarter South Island peat.
Explain the South Island peat for a second for people that don't know.
So South Island peat is our single malt whiskey that the barley was smoked with South Island peat, Canterbury peat, right, as part of the malting process. Then we get it, crush it, mash it, ferment it, distill it.
Man. And peat is kind of like that mossy stuff that grows on stones and whatnot?
No, it's sphagnum moss that grows in wet areas, and it's got a high iodine content.
Okay.
And it's the water's got low oxygen in there, so as it dies, it falls down into the water, into sort of it's kind of swampy areas.
Yeah.
Falls down and doesn't decay, so it, you could dig it back up with a special angled spade into briquettes, dry it out and burn it.
Wow. And so people do this on the rig?
People would do that in Scotland and Ireland where there's not many trees.
Yes, okay.
Yeah.
Sounds like sort of like where Yoda lives kind of thing.
Yeah.
So are we 30 mil of two-tone and 15 mil of the South Island peat?
You're reading the entertainment guide, John. It's not a... What are you doing, mate?
Yes.
Okay. South Island peat, particularly smoky compared to Manuka smoke.
It's like there's another peat or something.
It's quite a different smoke. It's a drier smoke. Manuka
drier wood smoke
has got oils that are in there that come across in the spirit.
Do you know what? You know how you've just said that the Manuka smoke has got oils in it? I've just massively picked up on that. That's good to know, actually. I can taste that on my tongue right now.
What are you
oils
doing now? What's that in the container? Lemon juice?
No, it's orange juice.
Orange juice.
How much orange juice?
Oh, this is the sand. Good.
30 mils.
30 mils.
That is a strange little teapot, short and stout, by the way.
So 30 mil orange juice, and now we've got cherry juice.
No, we're just going to put a spoon. We'll say there's 15 mils of cherry
15
juice.
15 mils cherry liqueur.
A big old spoon.
Kind of making it up.
Can you get cherry liqueur just on the shelf?
Yeah.
And have you put it in any vermouth?
Yes, I have.
How much vermouth?
30 mils. Same
30
as
mil.
Have you ever gone to shake it without that top bit on?
No.
I feel like I would do that.
Right. Well,
what's a good cherry liqueur if you're going to recommend
one? It's herringbone or something.
Herringbone? Okay.
I don't know if there's the actual name. It's a name like that.
But is that a good one?
I think it's the only one.
Sweet.
So this is just getting, it's got a shake and you're just pouring it straight, straining it straight into a wine glass?
A chilled glass that I put ice in.
These are like little port glasses, eh?
Well, it's the glasses the BFM have. But if we, if we had, and we're going to put some orange zest in there.
It has got kind of a nice thick sort of wet sand vision to it.
Yeah, it's a bit pinky. But
yeah, he has got some of that. Would be the blood.
All right, there you go, guys.
Garnish with a zest of orange.
Right on. Shanbei.
Shanbei.
What does the nose tell you, John? Right off the bat. It's familiar. It's a familiar smell.
I think that's the Dolan vermouth that I can smell.
Oh, it's good balance. It's a good balance considering you're all pretty bish-bosh-bash there. You might have struck it here.
Yeah, I thought the orange juice was actually the odd ingredient myself.
Right.
No, but then I thought
it sits right down once you
orange and whiskey is a good combo.
Yeah,
like,
strange.
Like
yeah.
Whiskey marmalade.
Yeah, you're right.
It's strangely got a bit more body than I thought, but that's probably the orange juice, right? Not that it's got a heavy body, but... Sound like such a.
It's
risky. Really good.
It is good. Sometimes with this with orange juice in a cocktail can just end up tasting like strange sick. You know what I mean? But this is actually in a good zone. So you've rode the wire and you've come out the other side.
Yeah, and I feel like that hint of sweetness from the cherry is good.
Mm-hmm.
Otherwise, it would be a bit flat with the orange juice in it.
Yeah. This sits in the world of like. It's complex,
it's
but it's simple at the same time.
It's balanced.
Matt Thompson, this is also living in the cocktail world of cocktails that you could drink in one gulp.
Actually, John, I'm still...
So is this quite strong?
Not like the Negroni we did. Mm. Not like that.
If I go to a bar and ask for a Home and Away, will I get this drink potentially?
I've never tried.
Okay. Good squad.
I wonder what you're
good
get.
Answer, by the way. Good answer. I'll so a Blood and Sand, a Thompson Whiskey Blood and Sand. We've got Thompson Two Tone, and we've got South Island's
Pete. South Island Pete.
Okay, looks like it's got an award.
Yeah. They both got gold at the San Francisco Sports Competition.
Blah, blah, blah. Just got a couple brand new. Oh, no, this is 2016, but you've got new ones on the gin, don't you?
Yeah, we've got a double gold for the gin at the San Francisco Spirits Competition, and we've got Best New Zealand's Whiskey for Two Tone.
Right on. Now, this is batch 005.
Yeah, so that's a batch from a while ago now. Yeah. It just happened to be a bottle that we had at home.
Sick.
Just getting to the bottom of my cocktail, Matt Thompson, I like this.
Yeah.
This is great.
Ladies and gentlemen, this Thompson Whiskey comes in 700ml bottles. It's a beautiful dark bottle with a kind of, it does sort of have a sort of a woodworky mill sort of label. Hey, is that kind of where you were? What is going on here when you'd made that? What were you thinking?
Well, I was thinking a simple, strong label.
Yeah.
That didn't look like, I didn't want to be just like Scott, you know, like New Zealand version of Scotch, like
dumb
Scotch,
little curls
but,
around everything.
But in New Zealand or something like that, I wanted to be something that stood out that I liked. And since we were paying for it, myself and my wife, 100%.
You get what you want.
We were going with the label that we wanted.
Right.
And then it's actually an abstraction of the barley. I'd have to draw it, but if you looked at the way barley...
Oh, like zoom in and clean it up barley, kind of thing? Oh,
yeah,
I see what you're saying.
There was actually, originally, there was a pattern that ran through it, but then that didn't look very good, so we took that out.
Cool.
Which left us with that shape.
The two-tone kind of has a cream backdrop, ladies and gentlemen, and the South Island Peat sort of has a black situation going, but always comes in a nice, deep, sort of dark bottle.
Pick it up at all good liquor stores and Glengarry's.
Thompson Whiskey. There's not an S on the end or a P in it.
Thompson Whiskey. Thompson Whiskey, New Zealand.
Yeah.
Hey, Matt Thompson, thank you very much for coming in for Cocktail Corner. This one's a great little drop.
Thanks.
Cool, bro.
If anyone wants to check it out online, you can find them. What's your website?
ThompsonWhiskey.com.
Funny that.
Awesome.
Yeah. That was Cocktail Corner on 95 BFM. Brought to you by Thompson Whiskey.